He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning Best Stocks Now show, and it's a big one. I got a lot to talk about today. We've got new highs in the market. Can you believe it? Can you believe that NASDAQ? Hashtag. Can we hashtag that? Can you believe this NASDAQ? Anyways, the NASDAQ's up 89 right now, 14,097. Yes, I continue to get worried. But yes, we continue to hit new highs here at our firm. We've got the S&P up 16 points. That's closing in on 4,000, 3,927, 3,927, just 73 points away from 4,000. Not that that means anything, but it's a major milestone. The Dow up 91, 31,467. The Russell 2K, which exploded out of its sideways kind of topping out trend here recently, exploded yesterday, a breakout to new all-time highs. We're up 18 points in the small cap index, 2,317. Crude oil's down 7 cents to 58.29. That's okay. I don't have a lot of interest in crude oil or the oil patch stocks right now. Gold up $6, going nowhere, 18.43. Silver down 4 cents. Not much going on there, 27.36. The 10-year pretty quiet today, hanging out at 1.14%, 1.14%. I see Cindy Woods, calling for a, she says the bonds are in a bubble right now. Well, I would agree with that. I think bonds are in a bubble. I think high-yield bonds are in a bubble. Let's quantify that. And speaking of bubbles, what's Bitcoin doing today? It's down $1,200 to $44,861, which will buy you one Model Y Tesla. This is Bill Gunderson. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now show. We are hitting new all-time highs today again in the market. You know what? This won't go forever. Enjoy it while it lasts. How long will it last? I don't know. But we're going to ride it for all it's worth, because really it's been going, well, you got to go back to March of last year. March 19th, March 23rd, somewhere in that area when the Dow bottomed at 18,000. Were you all over it when it bottomed at 18,000? Or were you listening to the wrong gurus at that time? I don't know. It's up to you. I always say choose your gurus wisely, because there were some real doomsday people. There's doomsday people in the market all the time, and eventually they'll be right. You want to listen to them when they're right, right? Question is, when will they be right? Well, you know what? We keep our ear to the ground all the time here and our eyes wide open here at our firm. I've been through a couple of really bad bear markets, so you don't want to get caught in a bear trap, in that trap, do you? Because it can be quite ugly. But anyways, it began back in March when the Dow hit 18,000, and now we're at 31,000. That's 13,000 divided by 18,000. You can do the math there on the percent gain since the bottom of COVID, and how much that market call that we made without any hesitation, with as much emphasis as we possibly could, how would following our team guru, we call ourselves team guru, we hope we remain, we try to be right, we try to be on the right side of the market. But that call back in March of 2020, pretty profitable, if you listen to us. So you might want to continue to listen to us, because, you know, we're not the type that believe, oh yeah, be fully invested all the time. we believe that you also have to have a defense on the field at times. But right now, this continues to be a time to have the offense on the field. And we continue to carve out new highs at our firm, new highs with the portfolios that we manage. In tipranks.com, you can look us up, Bill Gunderson, and see where we're ranked overall. Okay, well, enough thumping of the chest. I'm getting bruises here. Let's try to make some money today. Let's see where the action is. Can the NASDAQ hold 14,000? Well, we'll see. GM's in the news today. Is that a cheap way to play the electronic vehicle sector, the EV sector, the burgeoning EV sector? It seems like there's a SPAC that goes public almost daily with a flying car or an electric skateboard or an electric scooter or something like that. And they go flying just when they present the news. I don't know if they have a plan beyond the SPAC of making money and being profitable, but just saying that we've got an electric flying car, your SPAC flies higher. Well, okay, yesterday it was really the China stocks. Man, they continue to sizzle. I really like China stocks right now. It's a different environment for China this year, isn't it? There was a major political change that happened in November of last year, one that swung the pendulum to the far east, and hope maybe the far left. We'll see. We don't know yet. But the pendulum swinging towards China has definitely helped the Chinese stocks. I saw good action yesterday in the Bitcoin sector. I'm going to create an entire new sector in the app called the Bitcoin sector, because it does seem to be coming more and more mainstream. The big stocks that I noticed yesterday that really were impressive, Shopify, big breakout yesterday. SoftBank, big breakout. That SE, which is out of Singapore, man, I caught that one early. I sold it way too soon. It's called C Limited. It's now $139 billion. It carved out a new high yesterday. I thought Baidu was an impressive move yesterday, BIDU. And I thought a recent IPO, Affirm Holdings, also a very impressive stock yesterday, AFMR. Those are just some of my takeaways from yesterday. And I'll tell you another one I sold too soon. I could kick myself. I've kicked myself so many times since I've been in this business. I got a sore tibia. Is that what that bone is? You know, it's been a while since I was in anatomy class. Anyways, NetEase, N-T-E-S, N-T-E-S. I sold that thing right at the wrong time. If you want a stock to go up, sell it. Oh, it'll go up. And if you want a stock to go down, buy it. No, not always. I'm just kidding on that one. But, you know, I can't tell you how many stocks I've sold too soon. If I've been guilty of something over the last couple years, selling too soon. Well, there's nothing wrong with taking a profit or cutting your losses, cutting and running before they become big gains. That seems to be the way. The weed stocks were red hot yesterday. I mentioned that the weed ETF, cannabis ETF, the symbol is HIGH, H-I-G-H. No, it's not. It's something else. I think it's Z. Oh, I said it. What was it yesterday? It was POTZ. That's it. POTS. POTX. POTX. That thing's up 85% since the beginning of the year. It started taking off ever since Biden won the presidency. Also, the green energy stocks had a pretty good day yesterday. That's where the action was yesterday. So how about today? Well, you know what? There's a lot of new stocks coming to the market today. That's reminiscent of the year 2000, I gotta say. I saw one IPO right after another in the year 2000, and the NASDAQ went on to go down 89% over the next several years after it topped in March of 2000. That's why you always want to keep your eye in the rearview mirror and your ear to the ground. But you want to look on the road ahead, too, in case traffic stops up ahead of you. You got to slam on the brakes. Global market's pretty quiet overnight. TikTok sale to Walmart, Oracle is shelved. It would seem there's a pattern here. Just about everything Trump did is being undone by Biden. And then someone else will come in 4 years from now and undo everything Biden did. That's how politics works. Expect to take an annual COVID shot for the next several years, says Johnson & Johnson. That's CEO Alex Gorsky. That's what he told CNBC. In other words, COVID's going to be around. In fact, he said, get ready to live with this virus forever. My question is, will we have to wear a mask forever? Well, get ready for your annual COVID shot as this thing morphs, twists, turns, gyrates, and stays with us. When we come back, we got a lot of stocks to talk about. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now show. Humbug, the NASDAQ has given up all its gains since the start of the show. We're down 9 points, 10, 11 on the NASDAQ right now. And it can't hold 14,000, 13,996. You got to be careful when the market gets to these lofty heights and starts hitting these big round numbers because those become resistance levels. I still think this area that the Dow is in is definitely a resistance level. We'll see how it plays out. But the NASDAQ has given up all gains since we started the show, and the Dow's now only up 12 points. So those new highs have disappeared for now. Okay, bad news for AstraZeneca. Their vaccine is not keeping up with the South African strain. The South African strain of the COVID. And that's not good. South Africa is going to discontinue AstraZeneca's vaccine and will give J&J shots instead. Look who's getting active. You know, one of the big changes I've seen during my career in the industry is the move away from mutual funds to exchange-traded funds. Now, I like exchange-traded funds much better than mutual funds. I like the fact that you can sell them intraday. I like the fact that the expenses are much lower. But obviously, at one time, Fidelity was king of the hill with the mutual funds. They had a mutual fund on just about any subject you wanted. And, of course, Peter Lynch with his Fidelity Magellan Fund, the original guy, stock picker, one up on Wall Street, other books. It seems like there's not many stock pickers around. It's a dying breed. But I don't know. I think it's making a big comeback. I fancy myself a stock picker. I'm not going to put you into a boring asset allocation and serve up a McDonald's cold, soggy hamburger. How come I always get a soggy one? You know, I give them a chance. Then I'll go several months. I say, you know, never again am I getting a McDonald's hamburger. I've been sick. I've had acid indigestion ever since I ate it. And then I give them another chance, and it's worse than the last time. Fidelity moves beyond mutual fund roots with actively managed ETFs. Now, I like that. That word active. You know, most of these ETFs are not very active. They're sector, you know, funds of sorts. They're index funds of sorts. But Fidelity has always fancied themselves. They're the opposite of Vanguard. Vanguard believes in passive. Fidelity believes in active. I believe in active myself. But anyways, now you can buy an ETF of Fidelity Magellan, FMAG. Now, if you look at Fidelity Magellan's performance over the last 10 years, you will find that it tracks almost exactly the index because Fidelity Magellan became so big that he lost his maneuverability. He couldn't buy, much like Berkshire Hathaway. He couldn't buy those best stocks now anymore, those new ones coming. The fund was too big. Wow, the S&P is now down 13. Something has changed here in the market. The NASDAQ's now down 100. Okay, so I haven't seen the news while I'm doing the show here. It could just be a round of profit-taking, or there could be some news on the stimulus package. Something has definitely impacted the market since we started the show. Anyways, all these ETFs now coming out from Fidelity, they'll have 37 ETFs, and they will be actively managed. And, yes, I have thought very hard about creating some ETFs myself. Active ETFs, not passive ETFs. Kathy Woods has certainly done well with her ETF family of funds. And I think to some extent, I see a lot of these clean energy stocks and other battery EV stocks. I think a lot of that's being driven to some extent by the money that's going into her ARK family of funds, because of as thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars come into these ETFs, she's amassed, you know, quite a bit of money under management over there. I know she's above a billion, maybe it's several billion by now. But as money pours into those, they have to go out and buy these stocks that fit their strategy. And I think to some extent that's been driving a lot of these, you know, smaller, more aggressive type stocks, which is definitely the direction that the ARK funds lean in. Now, I don't know if the ARK funds are actively managed. Paul or Barry, you'll have to look that up. Does she actively manage these things, or is she buying a market basket of stocks and holding on to them? What's the turnover in those ETFs? Well, there's a new ETF coming out called SUBZ. S-U-B-Z. No, it's not submarine sandwiches or hoagies. It's subscription streaming services, Netflix, Fubo, Spotify, you know, Disney, Roku, Tencent Holdings, Tencent to Music, and on and on and on. So there's a new one for you. I wouldn't be all over that one. But, you know, that's been a good sector of the market. SUBZ, S-U-B-Z. We've got also Amazon, a group of employees trying to unionize 6,000 employees in an Amazon warehouse just outside of Birmingham, Alabama. They began a vote this week to unionize their facility, making the first such significant effort by its workers. Amazon is fighting hard against the endeavor with anti-union posters, a dedicated website launch, and holding mandatory meetings during work hours. But a group of more than 70 investors has written a letter asking the company to stop interfering with the vote. Well, Bezos is the owner of the Washington Post. You'd think he'd be all for unions, except when it comes to his house. He doesn't want them to unionize. Marriott International acquires 19 all-inclusive resorts in Mexico, Jamaica, Costa Rica. You know, I see those ads constantly for sandals this and sandals that. Man, do they look nice. I'm headed down there at some point in my life. We could do the show from there. That's no problem. That's all I need is good internet. Well, Marriott has obviously been watching those ads, and they're making an enormous investment of these all-inclusive. Now, that means you don't ever leave the grounds, really, except on trips. They feed you. I went to one in Cabo. I enjoyed it a lot. You didn't have to worry about things, and it was all right. Now, when we come back, this, to me, is the IPO of the day. We have invested, we've made several individual investments in individual stocks in this industry over the last several years. It's a new industry that didn't exist 6 or 7 years ago, and now it's one of the hottest industries in the market. We've killed it in this industry with several picks, and there's one coming public today that's got my attention. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now show. Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. Well, we definitely have a market going south right now. The Dow down 68, the NASDAQ down 98 after a strong punch out of the gate. I'm not quite sure. I'm sure we'll figure it out at some point what changed the market's mood from green to red. Just in a matter of minutes, really, it turned. Usually that's an indication of news out there. All right, well, this IPO that, you know, it's rare that I would buy a stock right out of the gate, but we'll see how this one prices here today, or has it priced already? DSP. No, it hasn't priced already. Well, you know what? I grew up in the advertising industry, and the advertising industry has changed a lot over the years. It's now a digital advertising industry. We cleaned up in some stocks, the Trade Desk for one, and several others. We got one right now that's just going crazy that does digital ads, advertising, and there's one, a new one coming public today that is pretty much a traditional advertising company. And but they specialize in the digital side of it. Viant Technology has priced its upsized IPO of 10 million Class A common shares at $25 per share. I'm seeing it at 19 right now. It has not traded yet. That's it. Looks like it's priced at 19. Underwriters over allotment, blah blah blah. Anyways, we'll keep our eye on this because that's been a hot industry. These people that build platforms for buying digital ads, placing digital ads, placing mobile ads, etc. The symbol DSP. So I added it to my Best Stock Now database today. And I have a watch list of charts, a little group of charts called Bill's Watch List. And I've added it to that watch list today. We'll keep our eye on this one. You got one here. You know what? These are the kind that really worry me when I see these kinds of stocks soaring. Like at this one, Atlas Crest SPAC soars. Yesterday and today, they're buying a vertical aircraft maker, Archer, for $3.8 billion. Vertical aircraft. Well, it's a flying car, you know. You're stuck in traffic. The light won't change. I know how impatient a lot of people are. I got people right on my tail while we're waiting for the light to change. Ready to go. Well, you got cars in front. You got to wait for the light to change. Now, if you had a vertical car, just straight up, right over the intersection, and back down again. Will the FAA allow it? I don't know, but a flying car, it's coming like the Jetsons. ACIC, ACIC. This thing's going nuts right now because it's a SPAC that announced a vertical aircraft acquisition of Archer. This is more evidence of speculation in the market. Here's another one going public. Forest Road Acquisition is merging with the Beachbody. Okay. Well, we'll see how. I don't know what they do. I'm sure it has something to do with fitness. But that's a new one. FRX. The symbol will be body. B-O-D-Y. Now, here's another one. Signs of speculation taking over the market here. Colin Kaepernick is going to have a SPAC coming out. And the rumor is that the symbol will be Neil. And no, I'm just kidding. Let's see. Colin Kaepernick is bigger picture. Mission Advancement will be co-chaired by Jam Najavi, who runs the private equity firm. They lead a board that has 100% black, indigenous, and people of color, and is majority female. Well, that's a diverse board. We'll see what happens. I don't know what they're going to do for a living or what their business is, but we'll keep our eye on Colin Kaepernick's latest venture. He's climbing aboard the SPAC train. Electric vehicle maker Rivian aims for an IPO this year. That's getting to be a crowded field. You got to say that. Especially the electric delivery vans. That's what Rivian is focused on. They don't have a symbol yet, but Rivian already has electric delivery vans in Los Angeles running around town delivering stuff. The biotechs continue to come public. BPTS, a new biotech IPO today. Valen Pharmaceuticals, a new biotech IPO today at 8. The symbol there is VLON. I put these all on my watch list for a short period of time. And Post Cereal is getting on the SPAC train. They're going to raise $400 million for an unannounced business, other than it will be a SPAC. And then there's another IPO called the Global Internet of People. Now, that seems it would fit Colin Kaepernick a little bit more than what he's doing, but we'll see what he ends up doing. Global Internet of People, SDH. Keep your eye on that one. I don't know what they do for a living. And then there's a big breakthrough in medicine today, GeneFit. Yeah, you always that Beachbody and GeneFit, you want your genes to fit well. But this is a different kind of gene. It's G-E-N-E. The symbol GNFT. Okay, let's see how high that one's flying. It's flying as high as a vertical EV today. No, it's up 20%. They're getting good data on chronic liver disease. That's been a very lucrative area over the years, liver disease. I remember investing in Gilead Sciences when they came up with a drug, Sovaldi. It was $1,000 a pill. You took 40 of them, and it cleaned up your liver. So you could go on living without a liver transplant. Well, there's been a lot of drugs in that area since then, and we'll keep our eye on GeneFit. Now, a lot of companies reporting earnings. We're still in earnings season. Now, I talk about best stocks now, and I also compare them with soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. One reported today. Actually, we got a couple reporting today, soggy ones, Cisco. I can remember when Cisco was one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. That was 22 years ago. And then it lasted, into the early 2000s. And since then, it's been a very slow growth company. Pays a dividend. Growth, very sluggish. Their latest quarter here that they reported, their sales were flat. And their earnings were up 3%. And that's their best quarter in quite some time. So if your broker has you in Cisco, ask him if he's got dinosaurs on his desk, too. Cisco slips 3.3% as it ekes out another beat of estimate, but it's a very flat stock. Okay, this is a little more exciting because it's getting new life. GM, General Motors, although is down 5.4%, we know that GM is going all electric. They're all in 100% electric. Coming from General Motors, this Detroit, Michigan company, they did report earnings today. Their sales were up 22%. And their earnings were up a lot. They had a big earnings report here. But the stock is down. I think, I keep watching GM. It's obviously a lot cheaper way to play the EV market with a P.E. ratio of 11 compared to our friend over at Tesla. His P.E., Elon Musk, is 381 compared to 11. That sounded like the score of the Super Bowl, 381-11. That wasn't quite that bad. Taiwan Semiconductor approves the issuance of up to $4.4 billion of unsecured corporate bonds. Check into that one, Paul. I doubt that there's much of a yield on those. Here's a problem. There's a huge shortage of automobile chips. And the big players in that industry are NXPI and STM. Those are the big players in making the chips. But also Taiwan Semiconductor. Why are they investing $4.4 billion, or why are they borrowing? To build capacity, to get caught up in chip makers. So to me, that's the best way to play this shortage in auto chips, which is hitting GM's earnings here. And they can't roll these cars off the assembly line until they have the chips to run these cars. It used to be, you know, Henry Ford's day, they didn't need semiconductors to run the cars. But now you're driving four wheels and a bunch of semiconductors talking to one another through wireless networks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back with our featured stock of the day.
You got to go where you want to go and do what you want to go and do it. You want to go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show. We definitely, the market has taken a dive here. Not a dive, but from where it was, the NASDAQ was up 90. Now it's down 150. All right, maybe when the show ends, it'll start going back up again. S&P down 16 right now, and the Dow down 71. And it looks like a lot of the go-go stocks are the ones that are getting hit here today, the go-go stocks. So I'm not sure what the news is, but there's definitely something here that's turned the market to the downside. Or is just a very healthy round of profit-taking? Well, in spite of all that, pretty easy to find a featured stock of the day here today that fits my strategy. Our strategy is valuation is a big piece of the puzzle. It has to be. That's what was wrong in the year 2000, and that's what's wrong with a lot of stocks today. Valuation. I mean, you saw the classic in GameStop going up to $483 per share. That's just playing a game there. That's just gambling. That's just speculating. Knowing what a stock is worth is a very critical piece to the puzzle. And then, of course, you want performance. You know, I've seen many value traps. I could show you a lot of stocks in my database today that have the potential to double over the next couple years based on the numbers. But the stock is dead in the water. So something doesn't add up there, all right? There's very few stocks that are totally undiscovered. It's a pretty efficient market. You just have to be more efficient than the next guy, I guess. And the third part of that puzzle, well, for third part, quality. That keeps me out of stocks like GameStop and others like that, of that ilk. And then, of course, there's the actual chart of the stock. What is the chart telling you? Is it in an uptrend, a downtrend, a sideways trend, a topping out trend, a bottoming trend? That's very important just to know the answer to that question. And I keep it really simple. You know, there's a support level. There's a resistance level. And what's the basic trend right now? And when you employ all of those, you're not going to get caught up in these fads, these meme stocks that are hot for a while. Can you imagine buying GameStop at 483, not knowing the valuation or the trend it was in? That trend was in an explosive trend, dynamite trend, ready to blow up on somebody. Now GameStop's gone from 483 clear down to 49. Should you be buying at 49? Well, that's where the valuation comes in and the quality and that kind of thing. So anyways, it's really narrows down a large universe of stocks, and I try to keep a handle on my entire universe, which is up over 5,600 right now and growing with all these SPACs and IPOs and spinoffs and whatnot. But one that's kind of been gathering some steam finally, and it's been in a sideways trend for a long time, but the valuation is there. It's been one of the best performing stocks over the last decade. Yes, I mean, this stock has averaged 38% per year return to investors. It does pay a dividend, too. While the market's delivered 11% over the last 10 years. So it fits the performance criteria in spades. In fact, the performance grade is A overall. The momentum grade is improving. It's improved to A-, as this stock's starting to pick up some steam. It's not a little stock. It's $358 billion. It's a mega cap, and it's been growing over the last 5 years by 37% per year. What about your value criteria? Does it meet that? This ought to be a really popular stock trading at high multiples. Well, it does trade at high multiples, but I have a valuation on it of $1,100 5 years from now. Oh, a lot can happen over the next 5 years. That's why we look at it every day. But right now, that's what it's trading on, expectations. And it's currently at $580 per share as NVIDIA, N-V-D-A, which has exposure through their chips, really graphic chips, in personal computers, the whole gaming thing, workstations, game consoles, mobile devices, and they have exposure to the whole Bitcoin craze, making chips for the Bitcoin miners. It's been a good grower over the years. It was $21 a share back in 2014. Here we are today, it's $579 per share. And barring a recession or an economic slowdown, it would seem that it's going to continue to grow. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 113%, while the market's up 16.5%. It's currently ranked number 319 out of 5,631, and it gets a Gunderson overall stock grade of A. That's pretty good in this market. We do own NVIDIA, NVDA, and believe it or not, our dividend and growth portfolio. It does pay a small dividend, which qualifies it for that portfolio, and it's growing. So it fits really well in our dividend and growth portfolio, and we own it there, NVDA. Not a recommendation by any means. I'm just giving you an example of stocks that meet all of those criteria that I must have in one place before I'll even consider adding it to my portfolios. Well, if you'd like to see what's in the portfolios and how they're performing so far this year and last year and the year before that and over time, you can get a free 2-week trial to my weekly newsletter, which goes out to all my clients every Saturday, and it goes out to all my live trading subscribers every Saturday. And in addition to that, I'm in contact with everybody throughout the week on StockTwits, Twitter, radio show, articles coming out, blogs from time to time, etc., etc., etc. You can get a 2-free-week trial to the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. But better yet, if you don't have the time to put all of this together, there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle, and it's time-consuming and it's painstaking. It takes a lot of work. Well, we'll do the work for you, the heavy lifting. You can set up an appointment with one of my advisors at GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.